Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. We don't always know exactly what that something is, but it's going to be something. Regardless, we're so glad that you're here. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts for today's episode, and I am joined, as always, by the ever chipper, my wife, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
Doing good.
Doing good. Let me just first say a big welcome back to all of our returning seven listeners to the Hot Podcast. We have seven strong listeners tune in every week. And then, of course, if you are a new listener, welcome in. Thanks for joining us and hanging out with us for a couple of minutes. Second thing I wanted to just bring up really quickly is, Tina, we are recording this podcast under circumstances that we have never done before.
No.
We have never recorded the podcast on a Monday.
We have recorded it later in the week, though. You sure it wasn't on a Monday?
Never on a Monday. Okay. That I can remember.
I know that we have recorded it a different day.
You know, Justin Bieber says never say never. And so I won't say never because Justin Bieber told me not to. But I, to my knowledge, to my memory, I can't think of a time that we've done that.
I feel like we've posted it later in the week before. Once in a blue moon, I think we've done that. But who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know. Normally, we are doing it later on Monday than we have been.
We've had a busy couple of days. Yesterday, we were really busy. I didn't get home till super late, and I just went to bed. Of course, we did watch one episode of NCIS.
Yeah, that's about all I can get in after 9:30.
But I was tired, and we just zonked out. So we didn't record the podcast yesterday. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to get one in.
Yeah, we did. We didn't want to leave y'all hanging for the week.
So it's a little late, but we made it. We made it. So glad about that. Mm-hmm. Tina, why don't we jump into our first segment here, and that's what's new. We're just going to talk about what's new, what's been going on in our world since the last time we did the podcast. Okay. Right before we jumped in, you said, I got some stuff that I wanted to say, but I can't remember what it is. Did you remember what it was yet?
I don't remember what it was, but I have a couple things to talk about.
All right. All right, Tina. Let's get into it.
Well, we talked last week about making treats.
Yeah, like Christmas treats.
We made chocolate-covered strawberries the other day.
Yeah.
Well, me and my sister decided to try a new snack. It's not really new, but I don't know if we've actually ever made it the way that we made it. But we made another treat going into the Christmas season with the Chex Mix cereal.
Yeah, I think some people, I don't know what the official name for this is. I've always heard it referred to as white trash. Right?
I don't know. Lily brought home some Chex Mix covered in powdered sugar the other day from her Christmas party at the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And I saw it in a cup and I thought, I'm going to taste this. And it was very good. And I was like, well, I'm going to eat this so it doesn't go bad in the solo cup, you know. So I was like, I ate the whole thing. And I thought, well, I need to make some treats with this stuff. And I saw that you can get it at Target, Muddy Buddies, or something like that. I don't know. That may be not the name.
It's called Muddy Buddies?
Maybe. But it's the Chex Mix dipped like in peanut butter, chocolate, or powdered sugar. But we decided to make our own. So we used a couple different Chex cereals, some Cheerios, some butterscotch morsels, some peanut butter morsels, and some chocolate, milk chocolate morsels. What else? Is that all that we put in it? Oh, and then we melted white chocolate and poured it over it.
That is what kind of makes it.
And and then I dusted it with some powdered sugar.
Yeah.
So, I'll just say we've been eating on that all weekend.
Yeah. It is good. The chocolate, all of those things are good by themselves, but then you cover it in white chocolate, and I guess the the powdered sugar. That's what really tops that treat off.
Yeah, it's, I made three big bowls.
I talked about it today at staff meeting.
Oh, did you? You should have took it.
No.
And let them try it.
No, I'd never share my treats with people.
So that's something that we've done over this past week that we've enjoyed.
Okay.
I had interesting grocery shopping experiences this past week, and I almost didn't buy groceries.
We almost just banned groceries.
Well, I get up on Saturdays. All of my our listeners listen, you know, they know this. I get up on Saturdays.
They anticipate the grocery order update that we give every week. I tell you that.
You know, we have a Walmart pickup, our Walmart delivery.
Yeah, we paid for that.
We paid for Kroger's Boost
also delivery. Paid for that.
We almost, because Kroger's app kept messing up, we almost applied to do a Publix delivery. Because I noticed they do Instacart, too.
Can we use the same Instacart?
I think you have to have, like, I could try it I don't know. I almost did. Because they make good produce and meat anyway, so that may be our next thing we do is try Publix, because I got up early, did my grocery thing, then the app messed up. They say they didn't have half my stuff, so I tried it again a different way. Halfway through, I went to check out, took half my stuff away. I was mad. I was perturbed. So I waited later on in the day, and I was able to get it. Got it set to deliver. And then my sister called and said, hey, did you want to go to Hobby Lobby? I hadn't been to Hobby Lobby a lot.
You're not turning down that offer, I tell you that right now.
So I was like, I need to find ornaments for the ornament exchange. A couple more, because I had one, but I needed two for the girls. And so I said, I would love to go to Hobby Lobby. Now, when I made my grocery delivery time, I wasn't thinking, oh, it's going to be right when I'm leaving to go to Hobby Lobby. But you were here. Hey, Bootsy. What's you doing? You on the podcast today? Hi. I wasn't expecting to be gone. You may want to put him down. When the groceries came. And you were here. Lily was here. So I thought, well, y'all will get the groceries. And so I went to Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
And it's partly my fault this happened, because you don't get the alert that the groceries are delivered.
I do not get notified.
I get the alert, and my phone was in my purse, and so I didn't get the alert right away. So this is around 3. I don't know, around 3. The groceries were delivered around 3. I was not here. And so I called you. When I happened to get back in the car, I saw the groceries were delivered. I called you at 3:30. So it's been 30 minutes since the groceries have been sitting on the front porch. Yeah. And I didn't get you. I called you again. I didn't get you. I called Lily. I didn't get her. And I had bought us a treat. I had bought us a big tub of ice cream. Because when we had the sundaes at the buy a tree tent, I made one and it was really good. So I decided I was going to make it at home.
You've been wanting some more of them.
And so I ended up FaceTiming you. And I was like, what are you doing? And, you know, you were playing your game or whatever. I said, well, we've had groceries sitting out on the front porch for 30 minutes, and I had ice cream and my meats. And all I could think was out the fiasco I had ordering the groceries. Then we'd get the groceries delivered, and it's been 30 minutes, and all I could think was my big tub of ice cream was just melting on the front porch while you and Lily were sitting in the house and not bringing them in. So that's been an interesting follow-up to the weekend with groceries.
Yeah.
I thought, well, maybe this was a sign I should not order groceries for the week, but y'all got them in, and I hadn't even opened the ice cream to see how it looks.
Yeah, once you told us, but we didn't, they didn't knock on the door, they didn't, no, there was nothing like that.
But you wouldn't have heard a knock on a door anyway.
I would have heard somebody ring the doorbell. I hear that all the time. But me and Lily were playing Fortnite.
They don't normally ring the doorbell.
Together. We were having some good quality time.
I was frustrated, to say the least, because no one would answer my call, and the groceries were sitting.
Well, we were in the middle of a, we were in the middle of a battle, Tina. We can't just stop.
You know what I thought though? If the groceries were on the front porch and they got ruined,
what do you think?
It would have been y'all's fault, because y'all were home. And y'all were here, and you didn't put the groceries.
I'll be honest, that did not escalate as passionately as I thought it would. but I'll take it.
Well, it wasn't all your fault.
Yeah.
I can't blame it all.
It wasn't any of my fault, really, to be honest.
But you were here. You were here. But I'm the one that gets notified with Walmart, not with Kroger, because it's on my name.
Yeah,
it's
I had no name. Notification.
So that's something else that's going on the weekend.
Okay. Now, let me ask this. How would you... This wasn't planned, so I don't have them listed here. I didn't get a ChatGPT to give us a list. But how would you rate grocery stores worst? I mean, best, first to worst. How would you rate them? Because you like Publix, but we don't shop at Publix.
Publix is more expensive. Now, we used to shop Publix in LaGrange when we coupon.
Yeah.
But they have the best stuff. I've never been to Aldi, so I can't say. You know, we shop at just a couple places. But I am interested to try Publix just to see. Maybe I can get some BOGOs and good produce and good meat.
So
you know?
We might be making another switch, huh?
Maybe. You know, I don't know when our memberships end on different things, but you can only get frustrated so much with grocery stores before you move on to the next one,
yeah,
you know?
There's too many options out there, Tina.
You know, when
what's the other grocery store that we have that's like, it's like an Aldi, but it's not?
I don't know, but when I get frustrated enough with one place.
And then they're building another grocery store that's supposed to be like an Aldi.
It's called Lowe's. But it's not like the Lowe's that I know.
Yeah, not like a hardware store. It's a grocery store.
Yeah, so that'd be another option. But I don't know. We'll have to see how this Saturday goes. And maybe I'm willing. If you let me, I'm willing to try Publix. Because I get a couple free things. Free times before we actually commit. So
you're on notice, Kroger. Tina's got Kroger on notice. They need to step up their game.
One good thing about Kroger is you get the fuel points.
Listen, Walmart had their chance. Cross Tina, cut them.
You know, my only issue with Walmart and Kroger is my strawberries. I get so upset when they... Like, when I look at my strawberries, I don't want any berries with the mold on them, you know? You want...
Yeah, nobody wants berries with mold on them.
And I can't tell you how many times I've thrown away half a container because one molded strawberry can make the whole batch just yucky. So I'm interested in Publix. Publix, okay. You might have me.
All right.
I might can save some money if I, you know... Figure out how much I'm spending before.
That would be great.
But groceries are so expensive right now.
Yeah, everything's really more expensive.
I used to do a $120 budget.
I was thinking about that the other day. When the girls were younger, you and I used to have a $120 grocery budget a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no way.
It's easy, $230.
Next year, I think we're going to have to bump up our grocery budget.
$230 or $250, and that's way over my budget. My budget's $200, folks.
Yeah, we've been doing a $200 budget, but that's just not enough. And we don't buy tons of stuff. Sometimes you buy groceries, and I think, what did you buy?
I agree.
What did you spend this money on?
I look, and I think, well, this isn't a whole lot for... This is a little bit for a whole lot, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm sure we're not the only ones fussing about that. But I've wrapped most of our gifts. You know, we had our big day... Shopping on the Black Friday?
Yeah.
That was the only day we've shopped.
I did get some stuff today.
You did?
I got Addison's stuff and
oh, that's nice.
I got
of
something
you.
For that Emma wanted me to get. But
yeah.
The other thing is we realized that we forgot to check out at one of the online places. Mm-hmm. We had an issue with our card where they thought that we were fraud. We had some fraudulent activity. We didn't because it was just us. But they were like, yo, there's a lot of money being spent.
Yo, y'all don't never buy. Y'all don't never spend no money. What y'all doing?
And so I think it got caught up in that. But
I've got to
go back and figure that out. Mm-hmm. Get that stuff too. But yeah, other than that, I mean, I can't really think of anything else that's going on. We got a busy week in front of us.
Yeah,
we've got Dream Team Banquet tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a couple of weekend activities planned in church. So we'll talk about all that next week.
Oh, okay. We watched a Christmas movie.
We did watch Christmas with the Cranks, and it was a lot of fun.
I don't think I've ever seen all that.
Really? It was good. I don't know that I've this was probably the most enjoyable time I've ever watched it. I've watched it several times before and been very dismissive of it. It was actually, I enjoyed it this time. Maybe it was just because it was just me and you snuggling on the couch.
We can't get the girls to come out of their rooms to watch TV with us.
Yeah. We were just sitting there eating white trash, snuggling on the couch.
I know we should call it that.
Well, that's what I know it as.
We should call it goodies. I call it goodies. Yeah, I call them goodies.
Okay.
We make a bunch of goodies, you know.
Make some goodies.
Oh, there were some pretzels in there, too.
Hey, wasn't there like a clothes store at one time called Goodies?
Yeah.
Or what were they like a...
We shopped them. Clothes.
Was it clothes? Goodies?
Where the academy's at.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right, Tina. Well, we are in full effect of the Christmas season. It is, whether you're holly and jolly or not, Christmas is in full effect. And so there's hustle and bustle, and there is Christmas lights, Christmas movies, Christmas snacks. Now, one thing that you love, what were you going to say?
Go ahead.
Well, one thing that you love probably more than me of the Christmas season is Christmas music.
Oh, music.
Now, I have a small grievance, not with you, though. I have a small grievance with the radio station. Pastor Stephen and I discussed this earlier today. He shared the same grievance, and I partnered with it, and so I wanted to share it here on the podcast. And here it is. I don't listen to a lot of 88.3. That's our local Christian radio station. I'm just going to be really honest. I think it's boring. I think it's boring music. And the people that are on there, I know they love the Lord, and I'm thankful for their hearts, but they are boring too. That's just my opinion. And I know there are people that love them and love that music. So I listen, but the other side of that is I listen to a ton of podcasts and stuff back and forth to work. However, the one time that I love to listen to 88.3 is on the way to church in the morning, because they have this thing called Warm Up for Worship with Cleve Walker, and we just ride to church listening to some worship music. You know, there's not a whole lot of talking on Sunday mornings. We're just riding along listening to this music. But ever since December hit, all they play is Christmas music, and I feel like we can't get ready for church listening to I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. And so that's my one grievance that I have.
You know something else they do a lot of? Not 88.3, but just radio stations in general.
Tell me.
They talk too much. If you have the radio on to listen to music, that's all that we want to hear.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear people talking after every song. So I don't even listen to the radio.
Yeah. I listen to very little. But Sunday mornings, worship warm-up or warm-up for worship, Cleve Walker, I'm in it, except for December because he's playing Christmas. He took the whole month off to play Christmas music. So I have a grievance in that.
I'll say this though, we were listening to something Sunday morning on the way to church.
Yeah, we skipped Cleve Walker. We went to the Apple Christian radio station.
Boring.
Yeah, it played. I'm telling you,
you hit that skip button more than we listened.
I'm not going
to
get into this a lot today. We don't have time. Maybe we'll revisit it. But Christian music is amongst the most boring music that's out.
No, you just
in
don't like,
general.
You don't like worship music anymore.
No, I do. I do like it. But I like for it to be enjoyable.
Some of your stuff is
Christian music. Overall is very boring.
Well,
I have had that criticism of Christian music for a long time.
Ever since I've known you, you hadn't loved Christian music.
It's just boring.
And when you do listen to it...
And the people that listen to it, I mean, not listen to it, the people that sing it and the people that talk about singing it, they're boring too. It blows my mind.
Oh my goodness.
How Christians, they have the love and the light of Jesus in them, can be so stinking boring.
I don't agree with you. I think you need a heart check.
Listen, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm just saying.
You don't like any slow worship music, Chris.
In general. Not everything. There are some really good. The first song we listened to the other day, I'd never heard it before. I thought, man, this is a really good song. I need to add this to my playlist.
Well, there were some things you listened to, and I was like, what in the world do you have us listening to?
It was Christian music.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't great. That radio set list was not great.
Whoever made it, I said, whoever made this? I thought you made it.
Yeah, like, it wasn't this my playlist. It was just not a radio. Very good. It was just a radio channel that was playing on Apple Music. Okay. So, anyway, I got on a side tangent of grievance. So,
Holly Jolly.
Holly Jolly. One other thing, I lost my train of thought. One of the things that you love more than I do is Christmas music. And so I want to just test your knowledge of Christmas music. And so I've got a fill in the blank.
Do I get to sing it?
You can if you want to.
Man, this might be good. Tina Turner.
All right. So I've got a fill in the blank of Christmas songs.
I don't get to look up there?
No, you can.
Oh, I can?
Yeah. And we're just going to choose one.
Okay.
Okay. So it is the lyrics to a Christmas song. And then there's a blank. And you have to fill in the blank. Okay?
Okay.
So number one. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my blank.
I just want you for my own.
All right, so the options are own, self, or experiment in my laboratory.
It's own.
All right, we're going to check that. That is correct, Tina.
Mariah.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Number two, I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue, just blank. Is it Trust Me, It's True, Thinking About You, or Like Avatar 2?
It's Thinking About You.
I'll
be so blue.
Who sings this?
Just thinking about you.
I have never heard that before, I don't think.
You'll be doing all right.
All right, so Thinking About You, that is correct, Tina. Good job. Do you know who sings that?
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
All right, number three. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just like the ones blank.
I used to know.
Okay, I used to know. That is correct. Good job.
I'm going
to
be pretty good at this, Chris.
All right, number four. What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the blank.
You want me to sing this?
Yeah.
What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away.
All right, Tina.
Not a way.
Jingle bell time is a swell time.
Woo! To go riding in a one horse sleigh.
Man, we need to record the podcast on more. It's like podcast the musical three today.
This is so fun. We should have started off with this.
Here we go. Number five.
Okay.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas blank.
Mm-hmm. You want to sing it with me?
No, go ahead.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Yeah, good job. Yep. That is correct. All right, number six. Christmas. Christmas time is near. Time for toys and blank.
You got to sing it like the chipmunks.
Oh, is that who sings this?
Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer.
Okay, time for cheer. I didn't know that one. That's pretty good. I wouldn't have known that one.
That's Alvin and the Chipmunks.
All right. Well, when you said that, yes, but I didn't know that. Okay.
I wonder if I sound like a chipmunk.
You didn't.
Okay, good.
Why don't you sing it like a chipmunk, though? Give us your best chipmunk.
I don't want to.
Just go for it, Tina. Just give us your best chipmunk.
I don't want to.
Just one little go. Just
Christmas time is here.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Number seven. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone blank.
Maybe special? Okay. I'll give it to someone special.
So be special, worthy, or
last
like Mrs. Claus.
Christmas, I gave you my heart, But the very next day, you gave it away.
So you think special?
This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
That is correct, Tina.
I'm good at this.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Number 8. Remember the sports trivia that we did?
Yep.
This is better than that.
Oh, yeah.
This is turning out way better. All right, here we go. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Really, Tina? That is correct. That's impressive.
Really?
Yeah. I had no idea what the answer was there.
It's because you had to sing it, Guido.
All right. Hey,
Chris.
All right. Fun fact, Tina. We had staff prayer this morning, and we were sitting there praying, and all of a sudden I kind of like was paying attention to what was happening in the room, and there was this like weird language going on. I thought somebody was like speaking in tongues. Nope. It was somehow we got on a Spanish worship playlist, and all the songs were in Spanish.
Y'all having some powerful prayer.
Yeah. We got transferred to Spanish Town or something. It was wild. All right. Number 9. He's making a list, checking it twice, going to find out who's blank.
You know what that is. He's making a list and checking it twice. Going to find out who's naughty and nice.
There you go. Good job,
Santa
Tina.
Claus is coming to town.
Okay. All right. Number 10, last one.
Okay.
Out of all the reindeers you know, you are the mastermind. Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
I actually really like this Christmas song.
Run, run, Rudolph. Randolph ain't too far behind.
Is that what you think it is?
I think so.
That's correct. You went 10 for 10. I love that song. That's the song that they run through the airport in Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I love that song.
That was fun.
Actually, two of my favorite Christmas songs come from Home Alone. That one and Carol of the Bells. When he's sitting in the church talking to the old man, and then he has to go to his house, and they... Dun 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 dun. Carol of the Bells is probably by far my favorite Christmas song of all time. I know it doesn't have any words. I just love that song.
That's good to know.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's stay in our Christmas theme for today.
Okay. We're about done?
Yeah, we're about done. But I've got some Christmas facts for you, Tina. Things that you may be interested in knowing about Christmas that you may not have known otherwise. Okay? So the first one is actually really interesting. I believe it was in 1901. President Roosevelt ran a ticket on being environmentally friendly. And so he actually banned Christmas trees from the White House that year in 1901. I believe that's right. I believe that's correct.
Why did he do that?
He ran a ticket about being environmentally like mindful and safe. And so his argument was that because they cut down Christmas trees, we were hurting the environment by cutting down trees. And he was trying to like be a part of the whole save the tree movement. And he banned Christmas trees from the White House.
I did not know that.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got another interesting fact for you.
You know how I am about history.
Yeah.
So a lot of this is going to be brand new to me.
No, a lot of this was brand new to me.
I will probably not know a thing about what we're talking about.
Okay. I've got something for you, though. So in 1931... Coca-Cola wanted to sell their Coca-Cola product by basically marketing around the figure of Santa Claus. The problem was up until this time, the picture of Santa Claus was scary. I'm going to show it to you, okay? If you look up, if you're wondering what I'm looking at, Google pictures of Santa before Coca-Cola, okay? And so this was like a picture how they depicted Santa. He looks more like
a gnome
or an elf.
He is the epitome of a gnome in the yard.
Yes. That's kind of what the idea Santa was before 1931. Well, then in 1931, Coca-Cola, they wanted to use his picture for advertising, but they didn't like the way he looked, and so they hired a company to make him more jolly. And so they created this picture, which is the Santa that we know now, fat, round, you know, red cheeks, white beard, red suit, you know, more of a jolly, happy Santa. And ever since that time, that is the Santa that everyone has used. But Coca-Cola basically defined the way that Santa looks because he looked like a yard gnome before then.
So Coca-Cola made him red suit.
But Coca-Cola put him in a red suit. Red Coca-Cola put him in a wet red and white. And so they put Santa in a red and white suit, mm-hmm. and gave him a fat face and red cheeks and made him like friendly looking. And so that is why we get the Santa that we get now. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? Yes. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that. So I thought that was very, very interesting. It says this, now kids see visions of sugar plums instead of having Santa-themed nightmares. So, all right. You want another Christmas
A couple more.
Okay,
all right.
I'm going to give you some facts about Rudolph, okay? Rudolph. So just like Coca-Cola, Rudolph actually came from another promotion from a company called Montgomery Ward. Do you remember Montgomery Ward?
I think it's a clothing.
Yeah, it was like a department store.
Like Macy's.
Yeah, it was like a department store in a mall. And so they wanted to create a marketing campaign for their store. And so they created this reindeer character, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And the marketing campaign took off. So much so that right after that happened, Gene Autry wrote the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song because this character, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that Montgomery Ward created for their marketing campaign. And after he did the song, he just became part of the Christmas lore.
So all that's before Rudolph the Reindeer cartoon?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, all of that. And then, of course, they did the cartoon. I think the cartoon was done in the 50s, 60s.
Oh, no.
The one that we watch on TV now.
Fun little nugget here about Rudolph.
Oh, 1964. That's when, so then they did the movie in 1964, the one with Herbie and all that kind of stuff.
About reindeers, we've got a big blow-up reindeer we've had for years. Outside.
Yep, that's our one decoration outside.
And then our neighbor, Miss Donna, brought us she always brings me flags for my little yard. And she got a reindeer that kind of matches the reindeer that we blow up. But side note for everybody listening.
Yeah. So Rudolph almost had a different name, though. One other thing about this. His name was almost, it was between Rudolph, Rollo, or Reginald. Can you imagine Reginald the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Rollo the Red-Nosed Reindeer? But they decided on Rudolph. And then the other eight, can you say the eight? Do you know the eight other reindeers' names? Do you know them?
Yeah.
What are they?
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen.
So they almost had different names too. And so their different names were almost Flossie, Glossy, Racer, Pacer, Scratcher, Feckless, I don't know where that came from, Ready, Steady, and this is my personal favorite, Fireball.
Who knew that?
But if you go back to, think back about the movie, I don't know how familiar you are about the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movie, they gave him the nickname Fireball.
Rudolph?
In the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They put it in there, huh?
Yep. All right. Okay. So, all right. So that was that. That's pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah.
I like that one. All right, here we go. Let me give you a piece of news about the song Jingle Bells. Now, this was not one of the songs that you filled in, but did you know that Jingle Bells originated as a song about Thanksgiving?
Had no clue.
When it was first released, it was called One Horse Open Sleigh, and it was a song about Thanksgiving. But then they re-released it in 1857 and called it Jingle Bells. And ever since that time, it's been one of the most popular Christmas songs. But it originally was not even a Christmas song.
Yeah, I don't know how it would be Thanksgiving, but I'd have to go sing the song to understand it.
Okay.
But no, it's a good Christmas one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You like that one? Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. Next one. Did you know that Christmas decorating is actually pretty dangerous? because there are Consumer Product Safety Commission. They released a report that estimate that nearly 15,000 people have to visit a hospital emergency room in November or December from holiday-related decorating accidents. So people falling off a roof or getting electrocuted or something bad happening because they were decorating. And so it's about 240 injuries per day that are sending people to the emergency room. Do you remember that time I understand this because I once got stuck on the roof putting up Christmas lights. So I understand the danger that's related to decorating. That's not an easy task. Why are you laughing?
That's why we don't ever have Christmas lights on the house anymore.
Because it's dangerous.
Well, it's dangerous for the people on the roof. And it's dangerous for the people on the ground.
What's that mean?
Because I'll never forget you getting stuck on the roof. And then you were yelling for me. And I was like, what do you want me to do? I can't catch you.
I wanted you to come up there and get me.
I couldn't catch you if you fell down off of the roof.
And I was high. That was way up there.
No, it's not.
I was way up in the sky.
It was a single level like house.
It seemed like a mile away.
I'll just never forget. I didn't think we were going to be able to get you off the roof.
It's a wonder that I'm not still up there.
Yeah, therefore, we have blow-ups that sit on the ground. Yeah. We don't have Christmas lights on the roof.
That's because decorating is dangerous, and this proves my point.
You know, my nephew Caleb was asking me, he's like, Aunt Christy, do you want me to come put some Christmas lights on the roof? I was like, you come right on, because I can't get your Uncle Chris to get up there because he got stuck. And then we had to go into the whole story about you getting stuck on the roof of the house.
That's because decorating outside is dangerous. And this proves my point. Yep. All right, last thing.
Okay.
As far as like fun Christmas facts, okay? Now I'm not going to air another grievance because I already did that about Christian radio. But I'm not happy about this next stat. And it's just simply that it seems like turkey is still the primary choice meat for a Christmas dinner. Like a Christmas meal celebration, turkey is still the choice meat, according to the Google Trends data. Even though people will search for turkey and ham, mm-hmm. turkey still seems to be the way that people are choosing. And I don't like that.
Well, that's not in our household. We're ham people all the way.
I mentioned this at Thanksgiving or not, but I think I am going to start a movement for non-traditional holiday meals. So instead of turkey and dressing, why are we not doing steak?
Chris, we've done that, and we didn't like it.
Barbecue.
No. Are you cooking?
Hamburgers, hot dogs.
No, we have that all the time.
Why not have it during the holidays?
Because we want holiday food.
All right, think about it.
No, I've already done it and didn't like it.
Hamburgers, hot dogs.
No.
Dressing, cranberry sauce.
Yes.
with hamburgers and hot dogs.
No, that's
or
nasty.
Steak.
No.
What if you replace the other meat with a steak?
You can't eat a lot of red meat.
That's irrelevant to the conversation.
No.
I can eat red meat just fine.
It bothers you too.
Well, that's a different side. But I have no problem eating it.
I think that we only have those holiday foods twice a year, so. And it's good. Why mess up a good thing?
I'm just saying, I want to start a movement.
Well, that's not going to happen here. You're going to go find somewhere else.
We'll see. You know what? They said we wanted to go to the moon, and we did.
Mention it to your mama. See what they say.
You know what, Tina? I'm glad you said that. Because you're making this seem like a hopeless situation. But I'm going to do the wow for us today, Tina.
Okay. Go right ahead.
I'm going to take over temporarily. I don't want any angry emails, Glenn. I'm looking at you, Glenn. Glenn.
You do the wow.
Glenn is a big fan of Tina's wow.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like when I do the wow, Glenn is going to riot in the streets.
Nah.
But Glenn, I love you. And you're just going to have to deal with it for the next couple minutes because Tina has brought up the hopelessness of us being able to change our holiday meals. And I want Tina to know that there's hope in hopeless situations.
We're going to have dressing and ham.
All right. No, in all seriousness, this is not my wow. Actually, this is something that Pastor Wesley shared at the very end of church yesterday. And I just thought it was really good. It's something I've thought about all day. It really stood out to me yesterday in church. And so I wanted to just kind of bring it up here on the podcast. So the story essentially is, let's pull it up here. It's in John chapter 9. And the way it goes is there was a blind man, and blind man wanted Jesus to heal him. Jesus told him to go into this bathing pool, this pool of water over here, and to dunk in the water, and then he was healed, and that's what happened, is he was healed. And so, you know, not everybody loves when God does cool stuff. You would think it would be a celebratory thing, but not everybody loves it. It's true today. It was true in the Bible. And so some people were like, tell us about this guy that healed you. And this was the part that Pastor Wesley said that I just thought was so good. And it's John chapter 9, verse 25. And here's the verse, and I'll explain it in a minute. He said, tell us about this man that healed you. And he said, I don't know. He said, but one thing I do know is I was blind, but now I see. And the point that Pastor Wesley made that I thought was so good and kind of has been in my mind since that time was that we find ourselves in these hopeless situations, and this man was blind. I can't think of anything more hopeless than that. You're blind. This is the Bible. They don't have the technology that we have. He can't go to a surgery. He can't find a doctor that can help him. He's blind. That's a pretty much a final thing. And there are some people that are in situations that feel hopeless. Like they don't see any way out. Like they feel like this is just the way it's going to be. Maybe it's a finance situation. Maybe it's a work situation. Maybe it's a marriage situation. Maybe it's a health situation. But the thing that changed this man's situation was his encounter with Jesus. And I've said this before, but I think this story is such a better way to see it. The one thing that's different that Christians have, that people that are not Christians have, don't have, is when you have an encounter with Jesus, it automatically introduces hope into your life. And so this man who is blind, he had no hope, met Jesus, and all of a sudden there was hope. And the story goes that ultimately the man was healed. He once was blind, but now he could see. And so I just think that's a beautiful thing for us to remember, because regardless of what it is that we're facing, now I'm joking about the holiday meal, but the hopeless situations that we face every day, they may seem impossible, and they probably are to us, but to God, nothing's impossible. And so don't put your hope in what it is you see, but put your hope in what you can't see. There's another part of the Bible that says, for the things we see are temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. They're forever. And so that's where God operates, is he operates in the unseen, the everlasting thing, seen things. He operates in hope. And so I just want to encourage you today, if you're feeling hopeless, to look to the Lord, ask him to help you. And I believe that encounter, that ask of the Lord, it introduces hope into our life. And who doesn't need hope in some sort of situation or circumstance in their life? So that's my wow.
That's a great wow
for today. I know it's not a Tina wow, Glenn. I'm just saying.
But we got one.
That's a wow. We got a wow in. All right. Well, Tina, that's all I got for us today.
Yep.
I appreciate everybody jumping in, hanging out on the podcast today. I know it's a little late. It'll still be out on a Monday. You won't get to listen to it at 5 a.m. You won't even get to listen to it at 5 p.m., but you could listen to it at like 7:30 p.m. probably.
Tonight.
It'll be ready to go.
Okay.
So we'll put it out there into the podcast world and let people know it's there. And hopefully they'll be able to find it and check it out.
Oh, good.
So hopefully also that if you are here, if you made it this far, you hadn't hit the follow button in whatever platform you're listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, maybe even you're watching us on Spotify. Hopefully you'll hit the follow button, come back and hang out with us. Also, we'd love for you to connect with us on the Lots About Something podcast Instagram page. Maybe we'll post the pictures of the two scary Santas and maybe the white trash as well.
You got a picture of that?
I can get one. Before I eat it all, I can get one. So, all right. Well, guys, thank you again for hanging out with us. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And we look forward to hanging out with you again very soon. But until then,
see ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.